Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Dirty Work.
C-104. Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Tony.
Hey, Tony, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I've been talking to this girl, Brandy, for a few months. Nothing crazy, just normal texts like, hope you're having a good day, stuff like that. Eventually, that's turned into talking about how crazy it is being single right now, and we started sharing our crazy stories, and eventually, I asked her out, and she said, yeah.
Okay, so you went with the slow play then.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not like everybody's going out every weekend anymore, so right now I figured, take your time.
Yeah, smart move. Okay, so you ask her out, she says yes.
Right. The next day, I'm feeling all great about everything, and so I send a text just to say, hey, we should do that again. And she tells me, yeah, last night I realized I'm just not ready to go out and date again right now. So I'm like, well, it's just me. You don't have to call it a date or anything. If you don't want, we can just hang out together in person. And she goes, yeah, I'm just not ready for that.
Okay, like not ready to hang out? Or does she have a serious fear of giving COVID or something?
I mean, she already got her first vaccine shot. I don't think that's it.
Okay, so you don't think COVID or being around people had anything to do with it?
No, because, I mean, we went out to a restaurant and she said it was a perfect idea.
Okay, and it's not like you proposed to her on date number one or anything like that, correct?
No, hell no.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Was there any awkward part at the end of the date when you were discussing whether or not to go back to somebody's place? Like, did you go back to somebody's place?
No. I picked her up. We went to dinner and then I took her home.
Okay. And now at the kiss at the end of the night, some people say, like, I knew the minute I kissed him, he was the one, or he wasn't the one. Was there any kind of kiss?
Just a small peck on the cheek. Nothing awkward.
Okay. So at the end of the night, when you were walking her back to her door, did she seem like she was still into you?
Well, we sort of ran because it was freezing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I gotcha. All right, last question. Did you ask her why she felt like she wasn't ready to get back with her? Like, did her last boyfriend die in a hot air balloon accident? Or is she recovering from a home invasion or anything like that?
I mean, I asked, but she kept saying, I'm just not ready to date right now. And since then, she's sort of been blowing me off in the text, too.
Okay, so she's ghosting you.
Pretty much.
Okay. All right. One more question. Sorry, I lied. This is the real last question. Did she know what you look like? Like, is there any chance she met you in person and was like, whoa, he looks nothing like his picture? Or are you shorter in real life? Are you taller? Are you hairier? Are you big or any of that?
No, she knew exactly what I looked like because we'd been video chatting and stuff before we even actually went out.
Okay. So this is a mystery then.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if I didn't pass some sort of test she had in her mind or if I said something she didn't like. I feel like I didn't do anything. I'm just confused.
Okay. And you don't believe the whole I'm not ready to date thing?
No, it sounds like a lie to me.
Okay. You'd like to know what the real reason for the blow off is?
Yeah.
Okay. So listen, sit tight. We'll see if we can get her on the phone. And if we can, we'll get the actual answer for you, okay?
That'd be great. Thank you.
Because she's the only one who has the actual answers to this questions that we have.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Brandy, please?
This is Brandy. Who's this?
Brandy, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick and Shaggy on Z104. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great. So before we start, is it okay if we put you on the radio with us today? You're not like at work. You won't get in trouble or anything right now, will you?
I mean, no, I'm home, but what is this about?
Okay, so well, here's the thing. We were talking this morning about how sometimes dates can end differently than you expected. And we get this text from a guy named Tony. I guess he's a friend of yours and you guys recently went on a date?
Yeah, God, what did he say?
Well, nothing bad, actually. He had just mentioned that he wanted to keep the date kind of a low pressure, get to know you situation, but he thinks he screwed up his chance with you and he can't figure out what he did. Does any of that sound right?
I mean, he didn't technically do anything. There was just a bit of a weird, awkward as hell moment in his car.
Okay. So explain that to me. What happened?
No, I don't think I should talk about it on the radio. It might be really embarrassing. You know, it's just really weird.
Well, that's our favorite kind of dating story.
Yeah, but I don't want him to get all embarrassed.
I get you. I understand. But look, he texted us. I mean, he told us, please find out what the heck I did wrong.
Look, I'll make this easy for everybody. Are you ever going to go on another date with this guy?
No.
Okay. So are you planning or ever going to see him again as far as you know?
I mean, not on purpose, no.
Okay, well, then already then. Well, what are we worried about?
He did ask us to find out what happened, Brandy. I'm sure he'd feel a lot better knowing so he doesn't make the same mistake with another future date. So what happened in the car?
Oh, God. Okay, fine. So we're in the car, and, you know, this was all after we finished our dinner, and he was taking me home.
Okay, so he's driving you home. You're in the car. What happened?
So, okay, this song came up on the radio, and it was Janet Jackson, and I started sort of, you know, singing along to it, to myself kind of thing, and he goes, you know, J-Lo was in this video before she got famous, and I'm like, oh, no, I never knew that, and he goes, yeah, hang on a sec, and he, you know, grabs his phone, and he pulls up the video and just goes, keep watching, you'll see J-Lo. Fine. So, I'm watching this video on his phone, and he gets a text message from somebody. And I was, you know how you just try to dismiss a notification by, like, flicking it away with your finger?
Yeah, you just fling it up or you fling it off to the side?
Right, yeah. But, I mean, I guess I must have pushed it instead. And so the message opened and it's this picture of this woman's foot. And she's dipping her toes in a jar of peanut butter.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Explain this to me again. So it's a picture of a woman.
Yeah, and it was just like a close-up of her foot, and she was dipping her toes into a jar of peanut butter.
Oh, my God. Okay. Question everybody around him. There was asking, chunky or smooth?
Oh, God. Oh, God, I don't know. It was peanut butter.
No, I'm asking about her toes. Were her toes chunky or smooth?
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. So the picture freaked you out.
I mean, and there's a little more to the story. So, like, I'm just staring at this picture, and before I can, you know, close it or whatever, another picture pops up, and then another picture pops up, and it's like all of this woman's feet, and they're all in food. So, like, she had one where honey was dripping down her toes, and there was one with, like, Jell-O or something. And I just closed the phone and handed it back to him and was like, here you go. And then I couldn't wait to get home.
Okay, so you never told him, like, hey, you got some texts from your foot lady?
Nope. I thanked him for dinner. I told him good night, and I ran inside my house.
Wow. Okay. Well, listen, at least it didn't happen before dinner. Like, I don't know how you could sit through a meal and eat with that image in your head.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing, though, actually. I was thinking back on the date, and I had remembered during dinner him saying how small my shoes were, and he was like, I bet you have cute feet.
Wow. Yeah.
I bet you could fit both of them in a family-sized jar of Jif.
All right, Brandy, well, listen, that was embarrassing, but we have certainly heard a lot worse, so thank you for clearing that up for us.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's peanut butter jelly time!